This is 98FM's Big Breakfast Bite Size. Bite Size. It means you put this podcast in your mouth. Go on.
You put it in your what?
What?
You put it in your mouth, she said, the girl there that introed the Big Breakfast Bite Size podcast.
We could have put a different intro on it.
Well, you'll have to go with that one. Hi, how's it going? This is what would be the side platter after having a big breakfast. Some might say a bite-size.
What would you have in your side platter? A bit of fruit?
Avocado.
That's main breakfast.
I'm telling you, get a bit of avocado, right?
Yeah.
Get some chili, cut it up, put some salt and pepper and mash it together and you'll make avocado chili butter and put it on toast and it's gorgeous.
Isn't that just another name for guacamole?
No, guacamole put in lime and stuff, don't you?
Oh, yeah. And cream cheese.
Ew!
What?
What are you looking for?
The recipe. Here we go.
What? For what?
Guacamole.
Oh, for Jesus. Google it. You don't need to give us this. Give us the recipe of how to do good radio, will you?
Oh, here, man. Just read my bio. I'll be grand.
Are you having a bio? What's your bio say there now on Twitter?
Hashtag 98FM Big Breakfast. Hashtag Dublin. Hashtag DJ. Hashtag DJ Live. Jeez. Hashtag Dublin Fashion. Hashtag producer.
Calm down.
Hashtag remixer. Tweets are independent to employers.
Oh my God. Fashion, is it?
Well, that was during Dublin Fashion Festival where I was a music director, so.
Mine's pretty straightforward. Presenter at 98FM's Big Breakfast. Trademark. You put a little TM there. Because it is trademarked. I won a PPI award once. It's just a radio award. Tweets defo not the views of my employer.
Definitely.
Because that's legal terminology.
I should been nominated way more times for a PPI than I've won any.
For people who don't know, the PPI awards used to be radio awards that were done every year. Now they're called the IMROs. Mm. Nobody knows what PPI or IMRO stands for.
Irish Music Rights Organisation.
Shut up, will you?
Performing Parlophone or something. Yeah.
There you go.
Speaking of IMRO.
Yeah.
I got my first royalty check.
You said this. Yeah. You. How much was it again?
€49?
I do wonder, I listen to music sometimes, and being honest with you, Coop, I wonder why you don't just make original music.
I'm in the actually making an original song, which is coming out in spring with the band called Second City. They're a Dublin band.
I know that band, yes.
And actually, last night we were in studio working on the structure of it. They are going into studio to record the acoustics.
Structure is very easy, Cooper. Let me tell you, right? You get a little bit of a piano at the start. Doom, 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 right? You keep that going. Then eventually some girl comes in and starts singing in a weird way. Then it breaks down. And then you come in with your, what's it called? Your beats.
Me drops.
Yeah, drops. Thank you. That for a while.
Yeah.
Repeat. In the middle, break it down for a bit with just the piano and just the girl.
Yeah.
And then go back to the what it was.
That's pretty much what we've done.
And that's it.
Except we don't have a girl on it. It's all boys.
All right, Grant. Nearly fell off my seat with that. Yeah, no, use a girl because girls have nicer voices.
Actually, here's the thing. Oh, we don't have a name for the song.
All right. Flip. So is there any lyrics in it?
Yeah, there is lyrics.
But you don't know what it's about.
What is the opening lyric, actually?
Here we go.
Real men don't cry is one of the lyrics.
Big girls don't cry was a Fergie lyric.
Yeah.
Okay, so let's just go from emotional. So, okay. How about Pieces of Me?
Pieces of Me?
Pieces of Me, Stephen Cooper remix.
No, it's not a remix.
Oh, sorry.
It's an original.
Sorry. Pieces of Me, Second City, featuring Stephen Cooper.
Stolen City.
Stolen. It's a lot harder to make music than I thought, isn't it? Well, the best of luck.
Thanks very much.
But I'd just be listening to music going, Cooper could do that, surely, couldn't he? He has all the equipment to just go. I don't know. That's the way I was thinking about it anyway.
You should make a song.
You know what it would be about, and it'd be very long, and you know yourself. Oh, as radio DJs, though, if you are listening to this and maybe you write music or you're making songs, keep it about 3 minutes long, 3:15.
That's exactly what I have it at.
Good lad.
Yeah.
And the intro, they're getting shorter these days, so there's a lot of 7-second intros and 9-second intros to song before like the lyrics kicking or whatever. I'd bring that out to 12. 12 is nice just to say whatever it is, what's coming up, and then the name of the song. Like a 3-second intro, you're not going to do nothing.
No.
What has the longest intro on the song? Oh, I know it. Hang on. The longest intro is the radio. Video Kill the Radio Star
has
one of the longest intros of all time. Defo, I'm saying that.
Yeah, that's what you're saying.
Yeah, I'm saying that.
Do another fact about that song?
Go on.
First song to be shown on MTV.
And look at them now.
Look at them now. Where are the Boogles?
Jersey Shore is what. We're MTV now.
Oh, I know.
Well, that's enough of us rambling on.
Coming up on the show, mm-hmm. I went back to the gym and I'm in pain.
Fair play to you.
Luke is missing something that he used to do and he doesn't do it anymore because it's not in season. And I didn't even know that was a seasonal thing. I thought you could do that all year round.
Yeah, you're right.
catch him, Davey! Davey, I'll catch him!
If you didn't see our tweet, we did have something in the studio, but also there was something back in a house in Kerry.
And that's all. That's all you're getting. That's all. I'm sure there'll be more, but you're not getting any more. So subscribe to 98FM's Big Breakfast Bite Size if you like what you heard. If you didn't, sorry.
Unsubscribe.
We'll be back tomorrow.
Then subscribe again.
Go on, best of luck. Bye.
Even more of 98FM's Big Breakfast. This is 98FM's Big Breakfast Bite Size.
Having some serious withdrawals lately from an activity I participated in last year. And
it's... That's what happens when you get a girlfriend, Luke.
No. No. Jeez, I was knackered. It's from racing in the little single seat cars that I did over the course of last year. There was like 11 weekends of racing and there hasn't been a weekend of racing in like 2 months. And it doesn't start till like after March-ish. And I'm freaking out. And it's having an effect on my driving on normal roads.
Yeah.
So in racing, you have to like, there's a lot of specific things you have to do. Hit the apexes and make sure your trail braking is the right point and down into the right gear. And in normal driving mode, I'm doing that now in a safe way under the speed limit and everything. But I find myself being like, okay, no, squeeze on power. Oh, and it's just me on the Walkerstown roundabout.
And if you wedge things into your side so you're like really uncomfortable and you can't move in your car as well.
that is a problem. Yeah. And if you're a guy and you race, good luck to your gonads. But I'm doing up a proposal and everything and putting all together the videos from last year to like pitch to somebody to give me money so I can race. And I came across the one that me and you did in a few ones that me and you did, but one of the M4 in Mondello. Do you remember that?
Yes,
it was flipping brilliant, mainly because of you, because I could go out and go fast or whatever, that's fine, but you
I've a speed conscience on my head.
You were burping. At one point, a Fiesta catches you.
Yes.
So you have me going with rah, power, and then you go, ooh.
So like I'm in like a really powerful BMW M Sport, and a Fiesta overtakes me.
Very funny.
Well, I have a solution to your kind of want and your missing of what's going on in your life.
Go on, I'm hovering over the button.
You ready?
Yeah.
You need to get yourself a whole lot of coinage and go to the Leisureplex. Video games, you'd be grand.
98FM's Big Breakfast.
Good morning.
Well, I did it. I said I'd do it and I went back to it after 4 months of being absent from it.
Saw it, the picture, yeah.
Yeah.
You looked delighted, too happy in my opinion.
I was probably in so much pain that was the only expression I could pull on my face.
And everyone behind you is way happier.
Yeah, because they watched me do it. Mm-hmm. Went back to the gym. And
that's right, a gym link.
A gym link. Here
you'll
we go.
You'll be hearing more of them this month.
I'm in bits. I'm absolute bits. So like yesterday, I went cold turkey on everything. Everything's off the menu.
That's not a good idea.
Well, you know what? If you need to put your body in some sort of like Adonis style, you need to put your body in shock.
I don't think though. But go on.
So something happened yesterday while I was in the gym. You know the machine where you sit and your chest is up against chest kind press. Of like a plate and you're pulling the thing towards you
for your back.
Well, I'm facing a mirror. Every time I pulled, your body gets pressed up against this a little bit more. Mm. Wow, do you get wider? It's not a pretty thing to look at yourself.
So you get wider.
Yeah, the belly kind of like squeezes out to the side. I know, if you have a body like me, not like you with your 12-year-old waist.
I'm doing the exercise here in my thing.
But oh, you know, you're pulling yourself up against this thing and it's like, I need to stop this because if anyone sees me.
So
I'm now calling for mirrors to be banned from gyms.
Five years ago, me would have agreed with you.
Yeah.
I never understood why there was so many mirrors in gyms because all lads were doing were looking at themselves and all girls were doing were taking selfies.
Yeah.
I realised it's actually very important to have mirrors in the gym because you could be doing all what you think and all of a sudden you look in the mirror and you, no, that's the wrong shape for my back to be in at this current point. And you're broken.
So, barks should not be S-shaped. Simple
yeah,
as.
Like, maybe they should be optional. You push a button and it goes from frosted glass to normal glass.
Oh my God, that's nearly as good as coffee drone.
No, coffee drone is never going to happen. Because
I have the paperwork here for us to sign off.
They made
a coffee drone.
In Dubai. Remember?
Yeah, don't mind them in Dubai.
That's racist.
No, they've more money than us. They do things faster.
No, you said you don't like the Dubanese.
Who? George Ezra, Don't Matter Now, 98FM. Morning. Son.
The Big Breakfast
with Cooper and Luke,
98FM.
Good morning. Our incredibly talented producer, Suzanne, has a variety of talents, one of which is figuring out which one of us is lying.
That is true. I don't know whether you'd call it a talent or not, because sometimes I'm wrong, actually. Well,
the majority of the time, though, you got us.
I think I know you as well enough at this stage that I can figure out which one of you is lying.
I think we've only got you once on this.
Possibly. I do get a lot of help from the listeners, so that always helps. So 0877 98 98 98. If you want to help a girl out, figure out which one of the lads are lying. You know, get in touch.
Okay, so there's one truth and one lie. Suze does not know who's telling what. Who would you like to go first?
Cooper.
Oh, no. You know Netflix, yeah?
Yeah.
I was using Netflix before any of you. Yeah. But I was using Netflix when... used to have a catalogue, a physical catalogue. Mm-hmm. And what we used to do is like take the little form of what DVDs we wanted. A couple of days later, we'd have to post it then.
Yeah.
The DVDs will then get posted and you get to keep them for 2 weeks. And you could get up to 4 at a time.
I've heard that before.
Have you?
Yes.
That I've done that.
Not that you have done that, but that Netflix, that's how Netflix started. Oh. And they... that's why they succeeded when they changed it online and Extravision didn't really because they didn't follow
the leave format. Extravision alone.
Well, look.
Don't
you know,
kick it when it's gone.
It's a fact of life.
Jeez,
follow what Netflix
dude.
Are doing.
Or Extravision had to turn into like a DVD player's shop, didn't it?
I forgot what DVDs are at this point.
Okay, yeah. I have my thoughts on that one.
Okay.
Luke, you're up.
I went to a family get-together over the course of Christmas. Just... was it the day after Christmas Day or the day after St. Stephen's Day? I can't remember. And all the family were there. A few people I hadn't met before, the cousins and that. And one of them, I was like, who's that? Whose cousin is that? Because he looked really familiar. I didn't know who it was. And someone said, I don't want to say his name just in case you Facebook him. But someone said, it's blah, blah, blah. He's a cousin of your auntie's.
Okay, he so your cousin.
Yeah, but I didn't never met him before.
Okay, yeah.
I was like, who is this? Maybe it's one of them. When you get married and you have one of them relatives that you don't know if you're blood related to.
Second cousin, twice removed.
Something like that.
Yeah.
Turns out, because I Googled it and I freeze framed it, it's the guy who slipped on the ice on the 6-1 news those years ago that no one could find. The Republican telly tried to find him.
This is your cousin.
I don't, he's a thing and a thing and a thing. You know that when you don't know. Like when you see an attractive person and you don't, am I related to that person? And you do a bit of research and it turns out, no, I'm not. So it's not weird.
Okay, so the man who slipped on the ice, you could only see the back of him. So
no, I saw the front of him. He looks like your crush. What's your man's name? Republican telly guy.
Kevin McGarren. Yeah, okay.
He looks like him. He has the facial hair.
Is
like,
he single?
I didn't ask okay. that. I'm just delighted that I'm...
Why, Suze, are you?
Delighted I'm related to a celebrity.
That's the best person you could be related to.
It really is.
Take a bit of time.
Okay.
Mull it over. Mm-hmm. 0877 98 98 98. If you can tell who is telling the truth and who is lying, Suze might give you movie passes.
98FM's Big Breakfast Bite Size.
Goo Goo Dolls Iris on 98FM. It's 6:45. It's a Big Breakfast with Cooper Luke.
And producer Suze trying to figure out who's telling the truth, who's telling a lie. Just recap, Suze, in the top of your head.
Okay, so Cooper says that before anyone else used Netflix, he was all over it.
He
had a catalogue and he used to pick out DVDs and he used to send away from them in the post. Which is fairly believable because I remember Netflix used to do that. And Luke says that he went to a family occasion and one of his cousins mm-hmm. turned out to be the man that slipped on the ice.
Mm-hmm.
I'm giving myself a pat on the back already because I think I know who's lying. Cooper, I think you should have gone to Extravision rather than using Netflix back in the day, giving them a chance.
Yeah, that's very true. Support
local. The Irish, yeah.
You're not nice.
No. and Luke.
So, it's my fault the Extravision closed down.
It is.
I think if you're related to such an Irish superstar, we would try and get him on the show and get the first exclusive interview with the man that slipped on the ice, but that hasn't happened yet.
It's
so
private,
because he's me family member. I don't want to flag him all over the place.
Luke, you're lying.
Yeah, right, yes. I'm lying. Damn it. How did you know?
Oh, you know, it took a lot of investigation and time, but I got there in the end.
You're just raging I don't know somebody who looks like Kevin McGarren.
That is very true. Get up. 98 FM's
Big Breakfast. See you, Cheap Thrills on 98 FM at 10 past 7. It's a Big Breakfast with Cooper and Luke, hey?
We live in an age where if something works and is in some way funny or successful or people watch it or know about it, you make it again, or at least you try to. You make a sequel. Look at any of the Marvel movies, look at any of the things maybe you saw on the internet. One of the things we saw on the internet last year, possibly one of the funniest videos of all time from last year. Of all time from last year, doesn't make sense, but you know what I mean. Was the bat. The bat in the house in Kerry. Let me just refresh your minds, just to give you a bit of a laugh.
There's a bat! Get a bat out of the house! Mom, will you get out? Daddy, will you catch him?
Okay, so obviously, absolutely hilarious. That went worldwide. I think that was on Ellen. It definitely was on Jimmy Kimmel.
Yeah.
Picked up all over the place. Made the little family in Kerry very internet famous.
They became millionaires out of it, didn't they?
Yeah, but it's internet money.
Oh.
So they don't really get it. Okay. Now, like, I don't want to say here, because I like this family and I think it's very funny. I don't want to say that they got a mouse somewhere, picked it up, brought it into their kitchen and made another video. But the family is back with another video of another animal in the house, and this time it's a mouse.
What are you saying?
I'll let them take it from here.
Ah, Jesus Christ, Derry, quick, there's another animal.
There's a mouse in there, I'm telling you. There's not.
Oh, Jesus, Dad.
You get him?
No, oh, there he is. There he is. Christ. Did he bite you? Oh, look, there he is.
Yeah.
I seen him. He went over there now. Sure, he has the whole place torn upside down.
Now, again, I really like this family, and I specifically love the dude who is just, like, everything is overemphasized.
Ah, Jesus Christ, Derry.
I really want him to do, like, a mundane job, like the weather. Like, clouds are coming!
The Big Breakfast
with Cooper and Luke.
98 FM.
It's like time
for 98 FM's Greedy Guts.
Who have we got on the line here waiting to win all the money?
Oh, we're talking to Nadine. Good morning, Nadine.
Good morning.
Nadine, what's your favourite song ever in the whole world?
Oh, I don't know.
I know, it's a lot of pressure, isn't it?
Yeah, there's a lot of pressure. Limitless, like,
no,
the Insomnia.
Oh, Fateless.
Fateless.
Yeah,
Limitless was the cover.
No, sleep.
Limitless was the English cover band.
It was, yeah.
That toured around Bristol.
And they only did one tour, which is Limitless, I suppose.
Very good, very good.
Okay. You're in Lucan. You're up since 6 o'clock and you're in work.
Most since 5:30 when I'm in work.
Exactly the same as myself. Well done. This, kindred spirits.
Should have got up an hour and a half beforehand. Like me.
That's because you live in the middle of nowhere.
Arnie, for you.
Do your tagline that you love and love, 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 love so much.
Nadine.
Yes.
5 questions, €500. You get one wrong,
you lose it all.
Oh, I love it. And you lose it all. Yes. Yes, Nadine.
And you lose it all.
And you lose it all. That's a new one.
That rhymes with you're gone. You're right.
Okay, Nadine. €25. How many weeks are in a fortnight?
Four. Oh, two. Sorry, two.
I'll take two because it was just a Freudian slip. It's okay. It's all right. It's only €25. You're grand. Now, if Cooper was by himself now, he would have kicked you off the line.
I'd have been like, you know.
He would have kicked you out. Do you want to keep going for 50? You do.
Go ahead.
It's a lot of stress being on the radio. We take it for granted talking absolute crap for a living. Not everybody does that.
This is very true.
What do you do, Aideen? Or
I'm a cleaner.
Nadine. You're a cleaner?
Yeah.
Sweet, my gaff is destroyed. My dad's away and I've just let it go to crap. So if you'd like to clean my gaff, you win €500. For €50, what colour did many actresses I don't know what the plural of actress is. Choose to wear at this year's Golden Globes.
Black.
Black is correct. It's very slimming, they say. €50. Would you like to keep going for 100?
Go home.
Oh, it's hard though. Ah, Cooper.
It's hard to go home.
Ah, go hard to go home.
Here, if you're paying €500 to clean your gaff, I'll be renting your house later on.
Seriously. This is a difficult question. Okay, all right. Trying to think of a clue for you. All right. For €100, question three is, which band released the album called No Sound Without Silence?
Oh.
You could write this down, in fairness.
Yeah. As long as you stick to the... Stick to...
Oh, yeah,
no. Irish band.
Quick.
Black hair. Quick.
The Coronas!
Ah, sugar! The script!
Oh, the script,
shit,
Danny. Well, they're both Danny, technically, you know.
They are both Danny, you're right. But unfortunately, it was not the Cronus. It was the script. No what sound of the sun. I'm so sorry.
Okay. You can clean your angles now.
I will, and I actually have to.
Touche.
Oh, thank you so much for playing. Have a lovely day.
Thanks, Nadine.
No butter, bye.
Goodbye. Bye. Clean your own bleeding gaff. Love that.
Okay, listen, we'll do that again tomorrow. On the way, we're going to be meeting somebody.
Oh, yes, this is brilliant. Last year, if you told me that this particular show was on, I would have been glued to it because I would have been looking for tips on how to go on dates. However, now, because of my current status, I will not be looking for tips.
Well, you don't know if that's going to work out.
98FM's Big Breakfast.
98FM's Big Breakfast with Cooper and Luke. It's coming up to 20 past 8.
There's a show coming back to television in Ireland that I really, really quite like called First Dates. I love body language. I love seeing people together for the first time, kind of watching what happens.
Awkwardness.
Oh, I love a bit of awkwardness. And we have a little clip from tonight's episode, a little secret clip that you won't hear anywhere else. And it sounds fairly straightforward, the first part of this, but then I have another thing for you that I want you to hear, and I just want to see the reaction. The first part is the normal conversation. Who's going to pay for the... for the meal.
Oh yeah, this happens at the end of the day.
I'll split that, is that right?
You want it? I was going to say I'll get it, but yeah, great.
No, we'll split.
Sure.
Yeah, of course.
So Amy's pretty adamant that she wants to split the bill. She perfect. Sounds pretty...
It's a straightforward... She, which was nice, you know, but she offered straight away. But then have a listen to the part later on in the show where they kind of jump into where the studio is and... they ask her opinion on splitting the bill.
I would just think that a man should pay. But he didn't. That's fine. But I did expect him to push more and actually pay for the full meal. I was willing to pay for my own dinner, but I just expected him to pay for it.
What? You said at the start. Look, listen to her again.
We'll split that, is that right?
See? Yeah. She said.
We'll split that, is that right?
She.
Yeah.
She said that.
We'll split that, is that right?
I can't deal with people who are like that. That's a test that she gave him and he failed it because she set him up to fail, and that speaks volumes.
I'm confused. It's like she wanted to split it, but and then she said she wanted him to pay for it.
And you're married.
So yeah. I was like, I know. Communication in relationships is key.
It's a joke.
RTE2 tonight at 9:30, and we're going to be chatting to some of the wait staff who are the... people who like glue these relationships together,
and they'd know all the ins and outs. They'd be able to watch all the little bits and pieces. But anyway, I'm going to go away and shout into a jar because I'm very annoyed at you. One,
sake. Would you want to split the bill?
No.
I want to pay for it anyway.
98FM's Big Breakfast Bite Size.
It's 98FM's Big Breakfast with Cooper and Luke. And from First Dates, I have the names in front of me, Alice and Pete.
How are you?
Not a folk band from like the 60s or like a brother and sister thing, the Crystal Swing. No, it's the new waiter on First Dates
correct.
Ireland.
Yep.
And the already very well established waitress from First Dates.
Yeah.
Are yous real or are yous actors?
We're real.
No, like, are you trained waiters and waitresses? Yeah.
No, we are. No, we're like, it's that's a big part of it is the fact that we actually are able to carry plates and do these things, so we're not like wandering around wobbling. And
yeah, this is true.
I think if you're a good enough actor, you could act.
Well, I am an actor as well.
Oh, so, my jeez. You know.
Oh, that's a convenient threat.
Double threat.
I love First Dates. Massive fan, have always been. I find myself, whenever I'm shouting at the television, it's always a good sign. But for you, because you have to be quite controlled, you know, you have a job to do and, you know, there's cameras there. Do you find yourself kind of being like, oh my God, that date is going so badly. I really want to go over over and save it? Or do you have to just, no, you go and you have to serve the food on that side?
Alice, you like to get involved more in these things than me, I think. I like to sit back and watch car crashes. You like to try and prevent them.
He enjoys watching the car crash, whereas I actually do try and help the people. Like, we'd be watching and we'd be wanting to go over, but also wanting to let it unfold naturally. And yeah.
Have you ever been tempted, because both of you are pretty much good looking people, okay? Have you ever been
pretty
tempted?
Much. Pretty much.
Pretty much. Yeah. Have you ever been tempted? Have
Thank
you ever
you.
Been tempted to?
Really good start. So anyway, continue.
Listen here.
Trying to keep going. Go on, keep going.
What were you saying? I'm loving the hole you're digging. Anyway, go on.
Have you ever been tempted to throw the date just for, you know, giggles for yourself?
Do you know what's funny is it actually doesn't really register, because in our brains it's like, we want the date to go well. We want to see how they go together, and it just, we see someone good looking, but I don't know, it's so fast, it's all running through, that there just isn't.
To be honest, the last thing you're thinking about is yourself in there anyway. Mm. You're always
I know that sounds so cheesy, but it's kind of true.
You're thinking about the other people that are on the date, you know, so it doesn't even register.
I have to say, me and Cooper are going to make you jealous, because we got a little sneak preview, a little couple of minutes of tonight's episode. Yeah. And there are some really, really, really awkward moments between these two lads. I'm not going to ruin it, but it was possibly one of the most... I thought it couldn't get worse from season one. The long pauses, I physically was shaking after it.
See, I thought... I went over a few times. I thought it was that they were kind of nervous, and when I'd arrive, they'd be quiet. And then I realised, no, it was because I was coming into what was already a massive long pause. And there was no... Yeah.
Bad. Have you any tips for anybody who is going on a first date then? So, like, what is the best way to break the ice? A friend of mine thought it was a good idea to actually stick his finger in somebody's drink and knock the ice cubes around and say, hey, ice is broken.
I'm going to say it straight away.
I watched him do this as well.
No, who did that?
My mate Keith Quinn, you're a disgrace. Oh. We were in college. It
Keith,
was fine.
No more dates for you. No more.
He's now married.
So it works.
So, yeah.
Maybe we've been doing it all wrong. No, he washed his hands first.
Like, as cliche as it sounds, the thing about it is everyone going on first dates are nervous and wanting to show the best of themselves. And once you realise that the other person feels the exact same and that all they want is to present themselves as who they are and the best version, then it's just like relaxing and just even acknowledging.
Yeah, I was going to say, like, being honest with the other person, saying, I'm really uncomfortable, so let's get through this type
of thing. Yeah, exactly. Absolutely. And let's just chat.
Alice and Pete, they're on First Dates Ireland tonight. I can guarantee you the little snippet that I saw, I was there sitting right beside the camera person and just freaking out. But then also at the same time, there was a few moments when I was, they really know how to get the music just right, and it's like an old couple, and you just sorry, anyway, I'm not going to ruin it for you, because it's on tonight at 9:30 on RTE2. So Pete and Alice, thank you so much for coming into us.
No problem.
Get up. Waking up Dublin.
98FM's Big Breakfast with Cooper and Luke. 98FM's gossip according to Luke.
Here we go.
With itsforwomen.ie, where over 130,000 women in Ireland found their perfect car insurance partner.
Let's start with what was possibly one of the most popular Christmas presents for 2017. That sticky kind of goop.
Slime.
Goop, which is Gwyneth Paltrow's magazine. And on it, she has, after revealing that she's engaged. Yay! She's engaged to a guy called Brad. I've forgotten his second name, but he's not Chris Martin, so...
Oh.
It's a lot of crap, isn't it? But you may remember in, 2010, like, they consciously uncoupled. So that was a great way of putting it. Like, oh, brilliant.
Were they married? Mm. Or were they just going out?
No, they were consciously married.
Consciously married?
Yeah,
okay.
So Brad Falchuk. 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 God, I hate being
Sounds like something she sells on her website.
No, it's an airport in Iceland. But it's, look, they're engaged, so fair play to them. And I wish them all the best. And I wish one day I'll have a magazine to put myself on the cover of with me, missus.
Be nice.
But until then, I'll just put it on Facebook. From that to Boyzone, Shane Lynch. You remember him? He was the mad. He was the tattoo. I don't really like dancing. I'm into me drifting and a bit of happy hardcore. Well, not anymore. Shane Lynch is... quite a respectable dude. He has neck tattoos, which kind of suit him, which is something I've always wanted. But he's in the Big Brother house, and he's doing quite well. Being tipped to win by Boyzone band members, which you would hope.
Yeah.
But there was quite a nice moment.
And one of the contestants in there was asking about the death of Stephen Gately and, you know, how did that affect the new album and stuff like that, which is a little bit sad, but let's have a listen.
So we had one of our bandmates, he died.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
It was 09 he died. And so when that happened, we were in the middle of making a new album.
Oh, man.
So we, at that point, we were like, okay, well, what do we do? Call it a day? Is there no more Boyzone? Is that it?
Right.
And then every time we got together as a group, the four of us came together, it was very apparent that he was alive when we came together, because that was our bubble. He's so there.
Right.
So we'll always be five, regardless of visually what you see. Okay. He will always be there. And we decided to finish that album, made the album, and then we've kind of just continued on.
But look, that's lovely and everything, and that's really, you know, fair play to him. But he's from Dunamead. That's not Dunamead accent.
It's a very strange accent, isn't
it? It's an Englishy, Californian,
Boston-y
accent, isn't it? There's nothing wrong with it. It just doesn't sound like
One of his sisters, not one of the ones that was in Bewitched, lives near Boston, so possibly that's where he picked it up.
Okay, so it's easily picked up. And finally, Oprah Winfrey is running for president. Here's actual footage from her announcement in 2020. Giving everyone cars because they voted for her. Yeah, no, she's seriously considering running. Sources close to the star says it's because of the really quite powerful speech that she gave quite recently. So look, I'd vote for her. I'd vote for anybody over Donald Trump. But Oprah seems to know her stuff.
You don't get a vote.
Do I not?
No.
I live in Ireland.
Yeah.
All Americans think they're Irish.
Yeah. Oh, right. Okay.
That's stupid. Gossip according to Luke, you can all go in. Yo, get a piece. If you want to get out.
The Big Breakfast.
With Cooper and Luke.
98 FM.